views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, yes, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff, and of course, let me introduce the wonderful Posse of Angels. Da 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 da, you can't see them, but they are always here with me. First off, I am thrilled to announce that my channeled novel, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, has joined its sequel, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, in becoming a number one Amazon international bestseller in USA, Canada, Australia, and Germany. To have my two novels reach number one international best-selling status a month apart is unbelievable. It's truly my dream come true. I would so like to thank everyone who helped support and promoted the book, sharing it with others on their social network, and for all the love and all the encouragement that I have felt from people around the globe. You know, everyone, when the Posse of Angels nudged me to create my Angel Healing House radio program many years ago, I had no idea that this would become the international platform that I was building to launch my future novels. So thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And thank you, Posse of Angels, for being so clever and always knowing what is best for me. One reader who helped me reach number one best-selling status placed this beautiful 5-star review on Amazon for my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, and they entitled it, Just Wow. And here it is. When I began reading this book, so much resonated within me. I began to feel sad, missing my true home so very much. I kept reading through my tears and suddenly felt lifted up and felt my resilience kicking back in, feeling my purpose and realizing that I do want to complete my contract the best that I can. I feel renewed. And I followed your example, Claire, of writing my own letter to God, reading it out daily, it helped me become clearer about what to focus on so that I may be of service to others. I had never heard of walk-ins. This has been a true education for me. I feel I have yet another perspective on my own soul, spirit, and purpose. This book, I feel, is invaluable to all seekers. Thank you for this important work. Beautiful. Now remember, everyone, that you can purchase your own copy of this inspirational book and my other books on my website, which is Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, all one word, angelhealinghouse.com, or they can be purchased, of course, on Amazon. So let's get to that topic that the Posse of Angels want to speak about today, which is on the other side of courage is miracles. You know, everyone, it's interesting how our lives evolve, and most times it totally astounds me as to what I think is going to happen in contrast to what actually divinely happens. At the end of 2011, I was thinking about different ways to promote my Angel Healing House business to make it known to more people. As I was considering an all-out advertising campaign and joining more networking groups, I tuned in for help from the Posse of Angels, and they told me once again that I would be doing radio, but not radio. This message would be doing radio, not radio, had been given to me several years, and it started as early as 2008. Yet, since 2008, I still had no clue what that cryptic message meant. I told them that when the timing was right, please send me more information and signs on how to decipher this message. January 2012, New Year's Day, and felt a great urgency to connect with more people. Well, a seemingly random from LinkedIn, dated your connections yet on LinkedIn. Well, it was still 6 hours later as I was messages of introduction for people to connect with me. In the following days, I received a very clear message from the Posse of Angels, and they told me to get a psychic reading. I laughed out loud and reminded them that, hey guys, I am a clairvoyant and that I would not be paying for a psychic reading. My response did not deter the Posse of Angels from repeatedly giving me this same message, louder and louder over the following week. Now, finally, I reluctantly said that I would follow their advice. Having already connected with many people on LinkedIn, I decided to look through their profiles to see if there were any clairvoyants and any that resonated with me. After staring at page after page, I clicked on a connection and saw the face of Psychic Jethro. As soon as I saw his face, I received a shower of shivers and tingles all up and down my arms and legs. I immediately called his contact number, and he immediately answered. And although the words were hard for me to say, I asked him, "How much do you charge for a reading?" His reply was, "Whoa, look at all the angels around you. I've never seen anyone with that many angels around them. Hold on. They're telling me that you are one of them. You want a reading? I can't charge you for a reading. Hold on. I'm hearing the words radio, but not radio. Do you do radio? I have a radio program on Blog Talk Radio and take calls for free angel readings. Would you like to co-host my program this Tuesday and take calls for angel readings?" Astounded, I managed to say, "Why, yes, of course." It was 3 days later. I was co-hosting Jethro's show with him and taking calls. As soon as I was on the air, everyone, there was not a shred of nervousness, and I felt an overwhelming sense of comfort and familiarity. I loved it so much that the very next day, I established Angel Healing House Radio, and at the end of the month, I began hosting my own show. You know, I guess from an angel's point of view, internet radio is, in their words, radio, but not radio. The posse of angels told me from the start that I would not have any guests on my program, but that each weekly hour show would be 30 minutes of channeled information, and the rest of the time would be spent on taking calls. As of this writing, I've been hosting my shows for almost 6 years, and the posse of angels and I have now channeled over 320 shows. Now, having created the show, it has taken Angel Healing House out to a global audience, as I've received callers and emails from Jordan and Ireland and England and Scotland and France and Brazil, Italy, Spain, Australia, India, and many other countries who've been able to find and connect with me through my radio, but not radio, Angel Healing House program. You know, listeners, that story of how I started Angel Healing House Radio was a perfect example of today's show. The courage to co-create miracles. If left to my own limited way that I had programmed myself on how to promote my business, I may have joined more networking groups or paid someone to do an advertising campaign for me. But the posse of angels is saying that although I was ready unconsciously to step up to a wider audience and be recognized on a global level, it would never have dawned on me to consciously create something that took me beyond my one-on-one healing practice. If left to my own devices, I would have kept myself small, comfortable, and safe doing the same thing that I always did. And now looking back at the international audience that I've created over the past 6 years, I could never have imagined going out so far into the world and with the posse of angels leading me to this wonderful home of Transformation Talk Radio 9 months ago. Angel Healing House is now heard in 120 countries around the world. Here come the posse of angels. They're jumping in and they're assuring us that we were never, ever supposed to figure life out on our own. You know, everyone, if this were the case, life would just be too downright difficult to traverse, and it would cause us unending frustration and irritation. They've witnessed countless humans who take it upon themselves to constantly push and control and force things to happen only in a certain way. And the benefits they derive from doing this are stress, tension, worry, and many times emotional and physical illness, basically sheer exhaustion. So, the posse of angels wish to make our role very clear in the creating and manifesting the fulfillment of our wishes. Our role, which is really the engine that is driving all of our manifestation and creation, is our intentions that we hold in our hearts. Now, we can do this either consciously or unconsciously. I can see very clearly where I unconsciously was manifesting and creating things in my life, and they weren't to my liking. And then when I started to consciously create, boy, did my life, my reality change. Being clear about what we intend for our lives is like making a wish list. Once we make this wish list, we can then basically forget it. So what do they mean by this? Oh, by the way, this is what I did 5 years ago when I stated to the universe, I am a best-selling international author. I didn't then look for a publisher or a literary agent, but I surrendered how the heck this was going to happen. And I allowed God to take over the details. And voila, in the past month, both of my books reached number one Amazon International best-selling status in 4 countries for one, in 5 countries for another. What the positive angels are saying here is we can basically forget our wish list once we make it, because every time we've wished and pleaded, begged and prayed, asked for anything to happen and manifest in our lives, something magical happened. Immediately upon the mere utterance of stating our intentions, it appears in the etheric realm in heaven. No questions asked, no forcing, no pushing to make it appear. And they wish us to know that there are some simple reasons for this. Firstly, unlike the physical plane, there is no time in heaven. When we are across the veil, as I've spoken about in my book, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, we stop living in the energies of limitation and we drop the restrictive illusion of duality. We are then fully able to reconnect to our powerful, unobstructed, divine, eternal nature once more. You know, it's from this high vibrational vantage point that we radiate the same matching, abundant, high energetic frequency as the universe. And voila, instant manifestation appears. Things are supposed to manifest easily for us because, you know, we live in a gracious universe that desires what we desire. That is why our wishes are immediately granted across the veil. But in order for our wishes and intentions to appear on the physical plane, our energetic frequency must be clear and bright, not holding any doubt and fear, and at the highest level in order for it to be in energetic alignment with the frequencies of the universe. And the Posse of Angels are emphasizing that nothing will close the doors of manifestation faster than trying to force the how and the when of the universe to fulfill our dreams and intentions. And even though people have wonderful intentions, they stop themselves from experiencing the full quotient of their lives because they choose to not live courageously. You know, a while back, I met with a new friend who moved to Los Angeles. During our conversation, she told me that her guides had been badgering her for 10 years to write a book. And while she'd written only a small amount of her story, she said that she needed to get a ghostwriter to finish the book because she wasn't a writer. She also said that she was adamant that she only wanted it to be released by a publisher because she did not want the headache of self-publishing the book. I told her that the Posse of Angels were saying that the reason she was adamant about her book only being published by a publishing company was in order to sabotage it from ever going public, as she lacked the courage and was so fearful about putting the book out in public. And she believed with all her heart that it would never, ever be picked up by a publishing company. They also reminded her that she was driving herself absolutely crazy by wasting her energy, her valuable time, by wondering how to market the book, how to promote it, how to advertise it, when she had written very little of the book in the first place. You know, I've been asked by countless people over my past 14 years since my angelic walk-in experience on January 11th, 2003, on how to move forward in their lives. And the answer that the Posse of Angels shared was to courageously follow their creative joy, their passion, and to allow themselves to have fun with it and to stop trying to figure things out. Very important. For instance, another client asked about her recent joining of a networking group and how it had not yielded the 5 new clients per week that she set her goal to achieve. Now, the reason this has not worked out for her is that she is attached and holds expectations for the networking group to do this for her. And she did not sound as if she joined the group for fun and with an excited enthusiasm just to meet and play with others. The Posse of Angels is sharing with us that if it so much as picks up one teeny little iota of energy that is attached to pushing or forcing or controlling an outcome based on what our logical mind thinks will happen, instead of just having fun and passionately creating, just for creation's sake, it will read this as hard work or a chore that we should, ought to, or have to be doing, and it will shut us down and put up blocks for us at an alarming rate. Remember that the Piscean Age, which ended, by the way, in 2012, was all about doing and pushing and forcing life through logic and reason and rational thinking. And now that we've entered into the fifth dimension, we operate differently as our manifestations are answered through our heartfelt joy, imagination, and inspiration. The Posse of Angels are assuring us that no matter how much something may have worked for us in the past, if it's not generated in these three ways, then our lives will cease to flow with ease and with grace. And so much of our lives' ease and flow will be dictated by how much we have the courage to be the powerful co-creators on the planet. And the way that all co-creative manifestation happens in the fifth dimension now is by each one of us believing in ourselves, taking inspired action, and by creating. For it is in the passionate and joyous energies of creation, just for creation's sake, that will bring us the opportunities and the connections to support and to promote our creations. You know, listeners, whether it's a book that is within you and it's aching to come forth, or perhaps it's an inspirational feeling to work in television, perhaps you have a great idea to create a new business, inventing a new app, making a film. Each of us has been endowed with unique gifts and has this yearning and this calling in us to create. Actually, we can easily see when people are fulfilling their gifts and talents within as they exude an enthusiasm and an excited pleasure for life that goes way beyond money, fame, or success. By abundantly honoring and bringing forth that creative seed that God has planted in their soul, the universe then returns more abundance to be able to keep fostering that gift that we give our focus and our love and attention to. In this way, many people have found a way to get paid for doing something that they absolutely love. You know, what is that expression? Find something you love and share it with others, and you will never work a day in your life. I actually love the quote, to be successful in life, find something that you love and then give it away. And that is the meaning of true success, because when we do something that we love and then we give it away to others, as I give away the free readings on my Angel Healing House program, then that the universe reads that as abundant. We are so abundant that we give away something that we could be charging for. And then when the universe reads that as abundant, it just brings us back more abundance in the form of opportunities and connections to love what we do and to give it away more. And for all of those who say that they are not good enough to be successful and are afraid of failing, Well, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that the real failure comes when we hold ourselves back and we never attempt to fly with the wings that God gave us. You know, God never gives us anything that we can't do. And if he, she, it, all that is, has seeded an urge, an inspiration in our soul, it means that we are being called to create and bring it forth. And that on the other side of that courage, there always will be miracles. You are listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. We are going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll take some of those calls for free angel readings. Just a reminder that these two number one international best-selling books, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and I Am an Angelic Walk-In, can be purchased on my website, angelhealinghouse.com. Or, of course, on Amazon. See you after the break.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff. Angelic Walk-In Angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now 831-277-3716 or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio, and we've been speaking about on the other side of courage is miracles. So I'd love to hear from you about a time where you were challenged and had courage, and what happened as a result of your courage. We have callers on the line. If you would like to call in for a free angel reading, remember that you can always call in on, well, always between 9 and 10 on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. You can call in on 1-800-930-2819. Let's go to our first caller. We have Stephanie on the line. Stephanie, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today?
Hi. Well, having some accessoride issues, but other than that, I'm okay.
You're having, I'm sorry, what was that you're having?
Oh, just accessoride issues getting to my doctor's appointment. But other than that, I'm okay.
Oh.
Yeah, stressful.
Well, we only can do the best that we can do. And so much of our lives, you know, we put great expectation and attachment on things. You know, I do the best and I leave the rest. And that's helped my poor nerve endings. As I have the memory imprint of the former soul, which I speak about in I Am an Angelic Walk-In. And she was such a control freak. I mean, things had to be done in a certain way. I'm not saying that you're a control freak, Stephanie. Excuse me. But, but she was. And that, because she was so controlled as a child, and because she was so controlled as in her 26-year abusive marriage, you know, then she became very controlling. You know, how very pedantic, how things needed to be done, and a lot of times when things seemingly don't work out, or when we're blocked from something, it's actually a blessing. It's actually a blessing because we are stopped from doing something because something else comes along, or we weren't supposed to. We would have been in harm's way. You know, I often think about that when I'm in traffic. And believe me, if anybody's ever traveled the 405 or the 10 or the 110 in Los Angeles, I mean, it's just beautiful gridlock here. So, you know, I am always where I'm supposed to be. And it has relieved my frustration. So, did you have a specific question today?
Yeah, it was my birthday last week, so I was hoping for a reading on that.
Happy birthday.
That's okay. Thank you.
It has been, for those that may not know, Stephanie is a regular caller into Angel Healing House Radio. I even had the pleasure of her having a session with me. And so many leaps and bounds and strides have been experienced in not only the last year, but the last 2 years. And so the Posse of Angels are starting off by applauding you. And they're throwing streamers and, you know, glitter. And they're saying, it's been a long road, but you've made so many extraordinary strides, Stephanie. And they are very proud of you. And so you should be very proud of yourself. So let's do a birthday read on Stephanie and see what comes up. So what date was your birthday?
It was Monday the 18th.
Monday the 18th, okay. So you're a Virgo, cusp kind of Libra?
Almost, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, first card that comes up for you is the Knight of Swords. And the Knight of Swords certainly is that card of taking action. Now, this can be in so many areas of your life. You know, you've already started taking action towards your health. Could be taking action where you live. I don't know, just heard taking action to change where you live. Have you put... are you planning on moving?
Well, I applied for the Stuytown lottery that I think I mentioned before. And
yes.
I haven't heard back just yet. I think last week they finally got all of the paperwork. But I've been nervous about it because it also would mean moving in with my boyfriend, and I'm not sure if that's the right thing or if I'm just nervous. So, you know, I took the action with, you know, sending them everything. But maybe internally I've been a little wishy-washy.
Okay.
And now all of a sudden I'm appreciating all these things about where I live now, even though I've been wanting to move for so long.
Isn't that funny the way that happens? You know, you rail against something, and then when you're leaving it to move on, because, you know, that's the way we grow in life, but then you look around and go, you know, there was something really nice about this and nice about that. And the Posse of Angels are just saying, ha, that's just human nature. But the Posse of Angels grabbed on to you moving in with your boyfriend. They like this, and they're saying nothing. Don't worry about the future. All you worry about is the present moment. All you worry about is in the now. And they're saying that what you're looking for is to facilitate yourself. And if this would facilitate you moving forward, Yeah, if this would facilitate moving in with your boyfriend, if this would facilitate you moving forward, they like this.
Yeah.
And that's probably why the taking action card came up first for you. The next card is the King of Swords. Now, this card is... it's usually a card, it can be two things. It could be read as somebody, which could be your boyfriend, but it could be making that deliberate choice. What is best for me? And knowing that, you know, the equinox is now, knowing that, you know, it's time to harvest and move forward. So many people are after Mercury retrograde is thankfully now that it's over after we've passed the September 15th mark and it's gotten out of its shadow after those solar eclipses which fired ourselves up. Now we feel like we want to take action and they want you to be an authority on your own life. Okay, what do I need to facilitate myself moving forward? And it's they're again giving a nod to your boyfriend, and they're saying that this King of Swords card represents your boyfriend. And the next one that comes out for you is the Empress. A lot of your creative energies too have seemed to be stifled in this place that you're in now, and that you're saying with this new move that you're going to be stepping forward and taking inspired action to, you're going to feel a renewed sense of fertility. I'm not saying you're going to get pregnant, but a fertility in being creative and open more to receive, okay? They're definitely saying that you've come to the end of a chapter and that with October coming up, you're stepping into a whole new chapter. And with it being your birthday, let's go to these cards, which is the Wisdom of the Healing Realms. So, let's see what comes up with the Wisdom of the Healing Realms cards. These are beautiful cards, by the way. I'll show the front of it. They're by Colette Baron-Reed, and she's been so prolific in bringing forth so many beautiful cards, and they have such lovely energies. So thank you, Colette. This card is the Eagle King. And the Eagle King, on it, it says, the big picture, angelic help. So I don't know whether you've felt frustrated that you've had to do this all yourself because you've forgotten about your angelic help. But they really want you to rely on your angelic help even more. It says the Eagle King is a sign that your highest destiny is within reach. You're on the right path now, even if you can't see where you're going. The Eagle King soars high above the mountains and valleys of life and is able to see the big picture when you seem to be lost in a bit of a fog. He makes a formidable ally as he takes your prayers up towards the sun and releases them to the divine. They will be answered for the highest good of all. It's a fortunate omen when the Eagle King decides to be your ally. So, such a beautiful, beautiful card. And it's a great confirmation that to take action, to move forward, and a lot of things will be opening up for you then creatively. So I hope that's been helpful for you now, Stephanie.
Yeah, thank you. And it's interesting about the eagle because actually my boyfriend sees them a lot. I don't know how he notices them, but especially when we're upstate. And we had entered a ring design contest a few years ago with Michael C. Fina. And it was a wedding ring design. And he actually it was just after we saw our first eagle and I saw it. I got out of the car and it was like looking right at me. So he designed this beautiful ring inspired by the eagle. And then I designed one inspired by the ocean. And then I ended up winning the contest. And so they made me the ring. But I keep thinking about that eagle ring.
Wow. That's amazing. that we were speaking about you moving in with your boyfriend and that the Eagle King comes in. So, which mirrored
the King. It reminded me of that.
The King of Swords also, who I said was probably your boyfriend as well. So it's very positive. It's a great omen. And all you got to do is keep taking inspired action and stepping forward. So I'm wishing you a happy, happy belated birthday. And with so many of your dreams being realized this year, Stephanie, thank you so much for being a loyal listener.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it and all of your help. Thank you. And I know yours is coming up too. So happy pre-birthday.
Thank you, sweetheart. Okay, take care. We'll speak soon. Bye.
Okay, bye.
And let's go to our next caller. We've got Beth, and Beth is Wood Ranch, California. Beth, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio and Claire Candy Hoff, and of course, the lovely posse of angels. How are you today, Beth?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Candy. How are you?
I'm really well, very, very well. We've got a very, very sunny, bright morning here in Santa Monica. Bit of a heat wave going on.
Yay.
I mean, I want my boots and I want my jackets, and this is supposed to be fall. So.
it'll be here before you know it.
Exactly. So I know that you have the courage to step forward, and on the other side of that, you've experienced miracles. Can you tell everybody recently what has happened?
Well, one of the things that I had the courage to do that is really huge is to start to do deep forgiveness of myself and of my family and of my ancestors, and work on having compassion for myself and start to learn to give up control. Control has been my main, force of moving in life. Yeah. And I wanted to learn to not be so at the effect of everything and give up control. So I started learning how to surrender. And one of the things I just realized that's so amazing is having the courage to look at that and to forgive and to give up control has made me feel like I feel less out of control. It's so amazing that giving up control makes me feel less out of control, which means that when things happen, I'm not pushing it and trying to make things happen a certain way. And then these amazing little miracles happen. Things just show up to take care of stuff. And it's just, there's so many of them lately. The energy is so incredible lately that it's just amazing how these little miracles every day, something just pops in when I just allow and accept and just sit with it. And it's so interesting to, when you say the courage, because it really does take a lot of courage to surrender.
It does. And another reason why people don't allow themselves to have the courage is because, and when you were speaking about forgiveness, is because they want to find their identity in being right, instead of being happy and joyful.
Yeah.
And so when you hang on tightly to, I can't possibly forgive my ex, or I can't possibly forgive my daughter, or I can't possibly, it just creates dissonance in the body. And because our divine eternal nature is one of forgiveness and unconditional love, and it doesn't matter how much we rationalize or justify or logically think, that he'd done me wrong or she'd done me wrong or whatever, and there's no way I can possibly forgive that. But it creates such disparity of our energies going against our divine eternal natures that it creates dis-ease, whether emotional or physical, in the body.
Yeah.
So it does take a tremendous amount of courage to surrender.
Yeah, you said to me once, when I was saying that I was so hurt, and you said that being hurt just means you want to be right, and that was life-changing for me. And it has been for other people when I share that with them. It was very powerful. Very powerful and the, message. Because and the, most of us walk around as wounded people, you know?
Yeah, and the only reason I said that is because we teach best what we need to learn most. I mean, you know, the former soul was continually, all she wanted to do was be right. All she wanted, you know, and blame and in victimhood and finding fault in everyone else. And she would never, ever turn the mirror back on herself. So, you know, hopefully that, you know, it does get to the stage and we all either wake up or not wake up at our own rate and our own divine timing, and wherever we are is absolutely perfect for our soul's growth. But once we do wake up, once we do wake up to forgiveness and unconditional love being those keys, boy, does our life start to take on a magical and enchanted atmosphere and environment. And as you say, then those little miracles start to turn up and it's like, whoa, where were they the whole time?
Yeah, and my blood test was totally normal. So your health gets impacted greatly by it also. It's not just the outer world. The inner world just starts to take form in such a different way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's go to the cards and see
amazing.
What comes out. And
well,
a little, yeah. Say that again.
I said it's my birthday this week too. It's a birthday month, I guess, for everybody, and I'd love to get a birthday reading.
Absolutely. So the first card that's coming out for you is the Queen of Swords. Now, for those that know tarot and those that know Librans, each one of the queens is a different cardinal sign, and you've drawn the Queen of Swords, who is you. This is you sitting on your throne. You are now somebody that others look up to as an authority. I'm just getting shivers all over, and I don't usually get them down my back and my tummy, but like they are all over and all over my head. You are now being recognized, and things are going to come out of the blue. I mean, just out of the ethers for you, Beth, because you've stepped in to surrendering and allowing yourself to honor and respect and value yourself, then you become the queen of swords. And the Queen of Swords is that person of authority, not in a controlling way, but people who look up to when they need answers. They're going to you mark my words. Okay, I'm no Cassandra, and Cassandra was the fortune telling prophecy woman, but you mark my words that people are going to want to align their projects with you. They're going to want to align their businesses with you. You are going to get more opportunities for interviews and more opportunities for platforms for you to be able to go out and to share your message with the world and your beautiful books and all the things that you do, the amazing coaching that you do. So kudos to you for pulling the Queen of Swords first. The next is another Swords card, and the Swords are about Librans, but the Swords are also about communication. And I just said, you know, you're going to get more interviews. The Six of Swords is life's waters getting much smoother for you, and traveling as well. So maybe you'll need to travel to some of these places to be a speaker, to, you know, to participate in these forums. And the next one is the Four of Pentacles. You will have more of a secure base when it comes to finances, because now that you've learned to value yourself, you will be financially remunerated. And what you do with the money, you know, as we spoke about before, you could create a fund, you know, that gives to charities, you know, give the money to relief in Puerto Rico, give it to the, you know, adoption agencies or foster homes, or give it to, you know, animal rescue. But there will be, and you'll feel compensated by the world, because finances, money isn't everything, but finances and money, they're the energy. They're the energy that we're still dealing with on this planet to be recognized. What we do with it, that's our free will and free choice. But they're saying that you will have more of a secure foundation when it comes to money in your life. So I'm just gonna peek and see what the. Oh my gosh, I don't usually do this. I don't usually do this. But they wanted me to look under the deck and see what the hidden message was. And I forget that I'm on Facebook Live TV, so I forget to show the cards. But I'm not fooling. The underneath card for all of this was the Fool. And you're anything but a fool. The Fool card is about letting go and surrendering to the inner child and allowing yourself to be led by God's source, so to help your soul grow the most, and to where you can be of best service. So that's why they wanted me to look underneath. Let's go to those hidden realm cards as well, and pick a birthday card for our beautiful Beth. Okay.
Let's see. Wow.
Here. Yeah. It's a whole new ball game as we step into October, not just because it's our birthday month, but because, you know, we have done the work, we've seen it through, and really to the victor goes the spoils. I mean, we really have cleared and cleansed so much. We've surrendered and let go, and now we are going to see the miraculous results of the courage that we've chosen. Okay.
Yay.
Oh, I love this card. I absolutely adore this card. It's number 7, and it's called the Well Watcher. Well Watcher, and the words written on it, are wisdom and power of the divine. Let me just read this to you, Beth. Mm-hmm. And, oh, it just brings tears to my eyes. The Well Watcher signals the need to go within to complement the true source of power in the world. And he reminds us that it is that of the divine. This is a message to let you know that you're being called to the well, and this unseen power will be there and will be yours to align with as you surrender and let go. This affirmation and prayer will invite the divine to bring miracles and resolution to all aspects of your life. Thy will be done through me for the highest good of all and for the true manifestation of my purpose. You will know the way forward by the still small voice within. The divine also may answer your call by sending others to help guide you in all ways. Well done. That's such a beautiful omen. And you would only be getting that card if you released and surrendered. So I hope that reading has been helpful for you.
Oh, it's beautiful. What a great birthday gift. And I just want to say that you've been such an inspiring, great example of how to walk forward. You've been such a great teacher and friend and role model. And I just so much appreciate you and love you dearly.
I love you too. Take care and have an absolutely beautiful day. Bye.
You too, Angel.
Okay, bye. And that just about wraps it up for today. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you to my listeners. Thank you so much to everyone who supported One True Home, Upside Down, One True Home, and I Am an Angelic Walk-In, becoming #1 international best-selling novels on Amazon in the past month in the USA, Canada, Germany, Australia, and this one went #1, too, in the UK. If you want to go and check out those books or anything else, please go to my website, angelhealinghouse.com. It is, or you can check out the books on Amazon. So until next week, everyone, please do allow your absolutely beautiful light to shine forth and go out and fashion a beautiful life for yourself love, and as always, angel blessings. And I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care. Bye.